Welcome to All About Time with Susan Woody Galbert.
Hello, and welcome to our series of 10 podcasts all about time. These programs are all about herbs, those fascinating plants that flavor our foods, heal our bodies, comfort our souls, and sometimes even get us into trouble. My name is Susan Wittig Albert. I've been speaking and studying and writing about herbs for over 20 years now, and I'd like to share some of my discoveries with you. In this series, we'll be learning about the often surprising ways in which herbs have been used throughout human history, and about the ways you can use these plants in your garden, your kitchen, your medicine cabinet, and your craft area. I hope you'll want to listen to all 10 programs and that you'll visit our website, try some of the recipes and crafts mentioned there, and enjoy learning all about herbs. So welcome, and thanks so much for joining us today. Take a few minutes to brew yourself a cup of hot tea, pull up a comfortable chair, and let's talk about herbs. The first herb we're going to talk about in this series is parsley, the herb that doesn't get the respect it deserves. In the 1930s, Margaret Fishback wrote a poem about parsley. Maybe you've heard it. It goes like this. Parsley, parsley, everywhere, on my daily bill of fare. See that kippered herring staring at the silly sprig he's wearing. Be it steak or creamed potatoes, oyster plant or grilled tomatoes, squash or scrambled eggs or scrod, each must wear its little wad. Each must huddle underneath its accursed parsley wreath. Parsley, parsley, everywhere, darn, I want my food plates bare. Maybe you'd agree with me and Margaret Fishback that parsley is the most ubiquitous of all the culinary herbs. It goes everywhere, does everything, and somehow never gets the respect it's due. Everybody knows what parsley looks like, and lots of people grow it in their gardens. It's a biennial herb. Or if your climate is as mild as mine here in Central Texas and you can keep it from seeding itself, you can grow it as a perennial. The seeds do take a long time to germinate. In England, there's an old saying that the seed has to go to the devil and back 7 times before it comes up. Parsley has been around as long as people have been cultivating their food, as a condiment, as a garnish, and even as a wreath that you would wear around your head. In fact, it was thought that a circlet of parsley worn during a night of good food and lots of wine would ward off the hangover in the morning. It was also eaten to mask the odor of food on the breath, all that good green chlorophyll, you know. Maybe it was that feature of parsley, its ability to sweeten the breath, that made people believe it was an effective antidote to poison. It was also considered to be a good medicinal herb, used to treat digestive and intestinal disorders, and as a poultice for burns and bug bites. But parsley had its darker side. It was long associated with death. It was thought to be an ill omen if you happened to walk by a bunch of parsley or a pot of parsley. Better look out, bad things were coming. It was also thought to be associated with the devil. Remember, it has to go to the devil and back numerous times before it can sprout. And you may have heard the saying, transplant parsley, transplant death. If you moved a parsley plant from one garden to another, someone was sure to die. Well, most likely that would be the parsley plant itself, because it has a long taproot and it's notoriously difficult to transplant. In the Middle Ages, it was thought that the safest time to plant parsley was on Good Friday, and that the best person to plant it was the male head of the house, but only if he was pure of heart and hence able to withstand all the devil's temptations. If a virgin planted parsley, she'd better watch out, because she might bear the devil's child. And if a woman other than the mistress of the house planted parsley, she was sure to turn up pregnant within the next 6 months, whether she was married or not. But if that unfortunate event should happen, parsley could be used to take care of the problem. Parsley was one of a group of herbs often used as abortifacients. Rue, thyme, and lavender are some of the others. These are herbs that contain plant chemicals that can cause uterine contractions so severe that the fetus can be expelled. The wise women of the village no doubt knew exactly how much parsley was required to cause an abortion, and believe me, it was a very heavy dose. They administered it carefully. As a tool for family planning, parsley must have been an enormously popular herb. When you come right down to it, parsley is probably the most versatile herb on earth. It's great in stews, soups, pasta dishes, rice, salad dressing, stuffings, herbed butter, and that's just for starters. It's an essential ingredient in the classic bouquet garni, which is used to flavor stocks and soups. And for a delicious new twist on the old use of parsley as a garnish, try frying it. Simply drop the parsley into hot cooking oil for a few seconds until crisp, and drain it on a paper towel. Serve it hot. Finally, a garnish worth eating. I love to grow parsley in my garden, and we use a lot of it at our house. Here are a couple of my favorite recipes. This one is for an easy green sauce that goes very well with cold boiled shrimp or crab. Start by putting these ingredients into a blender or a food processor and process until it's all finely chopped. You'll need a cup of chopped parsley, a quarter of a cup of chopped green onion, 2 tablespoons of capers, and 1 garlic clove, finely chopped. Once you've got all that chopped up together in your blender, add in 2/3 of a cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and 1/2 teaspoon of prepared mustard, a little more, if you'd like a little more bite. And blend until this is all entirely mixed up together and put it in the refrigerator to chill it. This will make about 1 1/4 cups of sauce, and it's great for veggies, as a dip for veggies, as well as with cold shellfish. And here's another easy recipe for linguine and chicken in a lemon parsley sauce. This goes together in less than 20 minutes, but believe me, it's a great party dish. You'll love it. Put on a 3-quart pot of water and bring it to a boil. Drop in 8 ounces of linguine and let it cook al dente. While that's cooking, heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a skillet and add the zest of 1 lemon, finely chopped. Saute that for a couple of minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, stirring it all the while, and add in 2 teaspoons of finely chopped candied ginger and 1 teaspoon of sugar. Saute that for another 2 to 3 minutes. Keep stirring so it doesn't scorch. Then pour in 1 cup of chicken broth and bring it to a quick boil and boil it until it's reduced by 1/2. Now set that aside, and then in another larger skillet, heat up 2 tablespoons of olive oil and use that to saute 2 chicken breasts, skinned and boned and cut into cubes, together with 2 finely chopped green onions. You'll cook this, stirring occasionally, until the chicken is lightly browned. Probably take about 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. Then stir in the lemon sauce that you have made, along with 2 cups of stemmed parsley, finely minced, and cook 3 to 4 minutes. Drain the cooked pasta, toss it together with the sauce and the chicken, and put it in a serving bowl. Let that stand about 5 minutes before serving to let the flavors blend. That'll give you time to make a salad, and you can put the whole thing on the table and let 4 people go after it. This is a great dish. And the sauce by itself is also delicious with fish. We love it with salmon and shrimp and scallops. I also love it over scrambled eggs. Remember the poem, Parsley, Parsley, Everywhere in My Daily Bill of Fare? Well, maybe that's not such a bad idea after all. The next time you see those crisp green leaves and taste that clean, biting taste, just think for a moment about the history of this herb and all the things you can use it for. and then give parsley all the respect it deserves.
Don't forget to visit our website for any of the recipes and crafts featured in this episode. The website is www.abouttime.com. That's abouthyme.com. Music in this show is provided by the Podsafe Music Network.